Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering The Good Place, Season 1, Episode 1, Everything is Fine.
Everything's fine? It's fine. We actually went with The Good Place based on the vote of our listener. That's where we are. We will get to Ludwig, which was referenced in our last episode, soon. But we started The Good Place, and we do have our usual disclaimers, caveats, whatever we're doing this show, which include that there will be cursing, for sure. I mean, they don't have the bleeping out thing that they have in The Good Place, so cursing is going to happen.
Yeah.
And we will have spoilers. If you've not watched this show, it is so bingeable. Very short episodes. They all kind of lead one into the next. It is a very easy watch. So it's almost easier than Ted Lasso. Like, it goes super fast. It has some really interesting undercurrents, like very interesting philosophical and intellectual questions, but it feeds it to you in a way that's not, you don't feel like that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we also are having something to drink. Natalie's suggestion. What are we having, Natalie?
The Iron Horse Summer Cuvée.
Yeah, because it's still summer.
Technically.
Yeah, we have one more month of what I consider to be summer, although there's probably more than that. There is more than that in the technical season of summer. But we're still in August, so I count that as summer. And it is so peachy, yummy, good.
I don't get the peach, but...
You don't get the peach.
Maybe I just am not good at picking out notes, but I mean, it's good.
Oh, it is good. I agree. It's good. But we're having that. It's fluffy. It's bubbly.
It's
fits.
Fluffy.
Yeah. Okay, fine. It fits with The Good Place for sure. So let's get started.
So we get started with episode one, Everything is Fine. Eleanor wakes up. Eleanor, played by Kristen Bell, wakes up in a waiting room that has Welcome, Everything is Fine painted on the wall, and is called into an office by a character named Michael, who is played by Ted Danson. If you don't know who these people are, Kristen Bell is probably most known. Well, I mean, she's known for a lot of things, but she's probably most known for her role as Anna in Frozen.
Yeah.
But with her face, Veronica Mars, and Nobody Wants This.
Yeah.
I love Nobody Wants This.
I will tell you, there are very similar themes between this and Nobody Wants This, I think.
Yes, but I love Nobody Wants This. We need to do that at some point as well.
At some point. That's going into a second season. So if you've not watched that, again, it's got that kind of same easy, watchable feel to it.
And Adam Brody.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking love him.
Adorable.
Anyway, she's called to the office by Michael. Michael, played by Ted Danson, who is most known for his role as Sam on Cheers. He's been in everything. You've seen him before. So she's confused about what's going on. She doesn't know where she is or why she's there. And he explains that she's dead and is in the next phase of her existence in the universe. She doesn't remember how she died. Apparently, she was in a grocery store parking lot with a margarita mix for one, and she dropped it and got hit by some shopping carts, which pushed her into the path of a car that had a billboard for an erection pill or something.
Yeah, it's got a name like, where is it? Engorgulate,
yeah,
2000 or something.
And the first EMT on the scene was her ex-boyfriend.
And she's like, that's enough. That's good.
Don't need any more. Yeah. Apparently a lot of religions are at least like 5% right about the afterlife. I honestly think that like the way that they frame it with there being a good and bad place is most aligned with Christianity and stuff like that. However, they do take other parts from like Hinduism and Buddhism and all that stuff about like Nirvana. And I do like that they try to incorporate a lot of things into
it. Well, right. And of course, Catholicism, not all Christianity, but Catholicism also has purgatory as
yes.
an element. And certainly there are things about this as this goes along that will resemble that.
Don't say that.
Well, they don't also resemble Nirvana and Lives.
You're just spoiling it.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, cut that out.
No.
apparently, the most accurate guess was by Doug, who was a stoner, who guessed like 92% correct, which is very funny.
Yeah, Doug Forsett, and he was high on like mushrooms and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Really very funny. Yeah. I want to add one other thing. One of the things that is fun about the show is watching Ted Danson's different bow ties. His first bow tie.
Oh, I've not been paying attention
peacock,
to the bow
ties. Peacock feathers, and then like they change over time. I'm sorry, go ahead.
She asks subtly if she's in heaven or hell. Generally speaking, there is a good and a bad place. He assures her that she's in the good place. He brings her to the town center. He tells her that there are different neighborhoods full of specifically chosen people, about like 300 or so.
Yeah, per neighborhood, which is weird.
To live in harmony. They were specially chosen because they think, the architects think, that they will work more in harmony together and that they will get along. And there are tons of frozen yogurt places.
Well, right. So there are frozen yogurt places in every neighborhood because everybody loves that, according to Michael. And also they have like every blade of grass, every ladybug, every detail has been specially chosen for this like cohort of people. It's like, that seems a little strange.
What do you mean it seems strange?
It seems strange. Keep going.
Mom, don't say that. Mom, you're ruining it. Okay, there is a movie for orientation. During their time on Earth, each of their actions had a positive or negative value based on their effects on the universe. They calculate the value of your life when you die, and you are sent to either the good place or don't worry about the other people. there is also a perfect soulmate for them in each neighborhood, in their specific neighborhood.
And everyone starts looking around like, Are you unsullied?
Yes. Eleanor, Michael is taking Eleanor to her new home.
Oh, no, the end of that video is so funny because they end with, so your life from here on out will be like otters holding hands in their sleep. This is brought to you by otters holding hands.
You know that feeling when you see otters holding their hands in their sleep? That's what this is supposed to feel like.
It's like, aww.
Yeah.
It is adorable, by the way.
So Michael is bringing Eleanor to her house, and she asks who's in the bad place, and apparently every artist, basically.
Yeah, Mozart, Picasso, Elvis, all the U.S. presidents, Florence Nightingale. No,
except for Lincoln.
Right, but Florence Nightingale, yeah. Nope, she didn't make it.
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah.
He mentions that, just to show how like specific and like technical they are about who gets to do that, who gets to go into the good place. He mentions that she was a lawyer getting people off of death row. He shows her new home that is essentially her essence. It's a small cottage. It kind of is in clown colors.
Like Icelandic North folk. You know, minimalism interior or something.
Or it's whatever. Like, there are pictures of clowns everywhere.
Ew.
And her next door neighbor has a mansion with like a billion fountains and gorgeous. And the TV can show you your memories from moments in your life from your perspective. He shows her, oh, this is your mission trip to, I forget where.
I can't remember.
And Chidi comes in.
Oh, Chidi. Your soulmate. We love Chidi.
I fucking love Chidi.
We absolutely love Chidi.
If I had to choose a favorite character, it would be Chidi.
Yeah.
Yeah. he comes in and is introduced as her soulmate. Michael then leaves. Eleanor and Chidi get to know each other.
He gets to know her.
No, he explains his part to her. She's just not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Eleanor and Chidi get to know each other. He lived a fulfilling life and traveled the world. She basically stayed in Arizona, which is not a bad thing. It doesn't mean you can't have a fulfilling life. It's just, it sounds a little less interesting.
Yeah.
And also, she's not bringing up any of the cool, like, mission trips that she went on or how she was a lawyer or anything. She makes him promise that he will always stand beside her and defend her and all that stuff. And then after he does agree to that, she's like, okay, well, those aren't my memories. I hate clowns and I'm not meant to be here.
Yeah.
That's not me.
Well, and we had suspected just based on her reactions to some of the things with Michael. It's like, whoa. And his response is, Wait, what?
Yeah. They got her name right, but nothing else. She can't curse, so like fuck is fork, shit is shirt, and bitch is bench.
Yeah, and she keeps trying. He's like, no, he doesn't call it a filter, but you know, you can't say words like that because it offends the other people here.
Also, an interesting thing is that Chidi is technically speaking in French, but there's an automatic translator to make sure that everyone can understand each other, which is a good way of making sure the cast is extremely diverse, but we're all speaking the same language.
Right. So part of what we hear about too, Chidi asks, so what did you do in your real life? And we see this flashback to what she did was cold calling old people to sell them fake medication. And he's like, so wait a minute, you preyed on old sick people? And she's like, well, I was, you know, employee of the year 5 years in a row. She's like, that's worse. So they go and they get some frozen yogurt, and he's trying to like figure out why she's here kind of thing.
He's like, well, maybe it's a test. Maybe you need to turn yourself in so that you can go to the good place. Because he doesn't know the extent to which, like, she was a bad person.
Right.
Because, I mean, yes, that is a bad profession, but it could just be, like, a way of making money and whatever.
So he calls on one of our other favorite characters, Janet.
Oh, Janet.
Janet is...
She's essentially their Siri.
Yeah, she's like a personal assistant. She arrives. She's such a queen. I love her so much.
I love her so
She
much.
Is dressed like a flight attendant.
She is. She is dressed like a flight attendant.
And she has, like, this huge array of knowledge.
Never change.
It's so funny. Well, it does change.
But the silhouette never really changes.
Oh yeah, the pieces of it are identical.
That's the funny part. Like the colors may change or whatever, or the patterns, but not the silhouette.
The pieces,
so
like she has a tie, a blouse,
a vest,
and a
skirt,
and like a below the knee length skirt, and they're like polyester-ish. It's very funny.
Janet pops up and is the informational assistant. She's basically their internet, but for stuff that you wouldn't be able to Google. And Chidi asks what the bad place is like, but she can't answer. She just plays a clip of people screaming in pain. And because that's the only question I can answer.
Yes.
Eleanor is annoyed that everyone has a mansion, but they're walking along.
Well, I want to back up because Eleanor talks to Chidi about, oh, well, you know, can't you cover for me? He's like, I can't. I'm really uncomfortable with being this dishonest. I mean, my stomach's starting to hurt.
No, that happens in this conversation. That's what I was transitioning into.
Okay.
Continue.
I'm not. Go ahead.
Okay. He was a professor of ethics and moral philosophy, so he really doesn't want to lie. And Michael comes up and introduces them to Tahani and Janyu. So Tahani is a beautiful, posh,
tall,
fake British accent having. Like she might.
She's
have,
actually
like,
British.
She is
the
actually
actress
British,
is
but
actually
it sounds
British.
So fake. She just comes off as fake.
Yes.
She is very. She's
perfect.
Yes,
she's
but
fucking
she's also
perfect.
Condescending.
Yeah, like look how
like,
perfect I am.
No, I love your little house. It's so small, like you. And it's
and she boops her on the nose. She boops Eleanor on the nose.
You know
Who
what
it
reminds me of? The godmother in
a
Fleabag.
Bit, yeah.
Like smiling, but her venom is very powerful.
Aggressive, passive aggressive.
So passive aggressive.
Yes.
Janyu is a Buddhist monk who took a vow of silence, so he just nods.
it's so funny.
They invite them to and the neighborhood to a party at their mansion for like a welcome to the neighborhood thing.
Yeah.
Chidi is concerned that Eleanor was just a horrible person and that she's not worth helping and she's not going to be able to change.
Well, right. He asks her, like, tell me something good that you did in life. And it's like, no, there isn't anything.
There are often throughout especially in season one, there are a lot of flashbacks to Eleanor in her former life on Earth, of her just being an awful, awful person.
Yeah, she
and
is. She's
like, it's not like she's setting, she makes this argument several times of like, it's not like she was an arsonist. It's not like she was murdering people. It's just she was a bad person.
Yeah, no, she was a
selfish person.
She was a selfish person who really didn't do anything either way. Like, she was very passive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's part of the point is like there are active things you can do that make things better.
Yeah. So they're at the party And they meet a lot. She's like, well, maybe I'm not, maybe I was like a pretty mediocre person, but these can't be, people can't be that great. And then she meets all these different people who've made like an incredible impact and spent their lives to like furthering really important causes in different places and going to third world countries and
Donating kidneys to like
yes,
random
like two
strangers.
kidneys that she can't live without. And it's like, well, I met you 5 minutes ago on the bus, but I will give you both my kidneys.
Well, right, and so like she realizes that she doesn't belong, just starts drinking as much champagne as she can
And
possibly
you know
pack.
what? Fair enough.
Hey, you know, like if it's this good, I would drink that champagne, sure, for sure. Any champagne, really.
Yeah,
But
honestly, it doesn't take much for me.
no, no.
Michael makes a speech about how he is the architect of the neighborhood and
This
it's
is
his first solo project. He's
yeah.
been an apprentice for 200 years. Eleanor's drunk and hates Tahani and keeps like bad-mouthing her to Chidi. Chidi takes her home after she's like gone off to, he stopped her from like
Stealing
stealing.
stuff,
Well,
yeah.
he stopped her from stealing a lot of stuff, but she like put a lot of shrimp in her bra. It's oh my
She's
God.
drunk
She's a
and like
mess.
she is a mess. She crawls into bed and like there's like a screen that comes together. The creepy clown house is
Well,
closest.
before that,
It's so creepy.
yeah, and
Sorry.
it's very creepy. Honestly, that picture's so funny.
It is like
But
bizarre.
he's even if I let's see, it's so funny that she's just like, all right, well, apparently this person really likes clowns. But like, do you really love, like, even I love cats, but do I want cats everywhere?
No.
Like a mural on my screened doors? Like, no, I don't want that.
No, but part of what I love too is that Eleanor goes to sleep and she snores like Anna from Frozen.
That's
It's
cute.
just is adorable. And she wakes up with like the hair and stuff everywhere, like Anna from Frozen.
Like a normal person.
Yes.
Eleanor, before that, before she even goes to sleep, she's talking to Chidi and she asks if he thinks that anyone cared that she died. And she's like, I'm sure people cared when you died because you're a good person and you did all these amazing things. And but then she like fucks it up by like forgetting his last name and then she's just like, all right, I've poked enough.
She can't pronounce his last name and calls him Ariana Grande. Anagonia,
And then it's Adagonye or something like that.
Chidi Adagonia.
Adagonye. And it's not that hard.
No,
And
it's
so then he
not.
gives up after Ariana Grande and just goes to sleep. And he's just like, okay. She
And in
wakes,
the morning,
yeah, she wakes up to a storm and things are all out
thunderstorm.
of whack. There's a giant ladybug. Everyone is wearing stripes. Breaking Free by Ariana Grande is playing.
It's
Shrimp
so
is
funny.
flying. There are giraffes everywhere.
Right, she had called Tahani a giraffe because
Because
she's
she's
so
tall.
tall.
Eleanor asks Chidi what's going on, and she's the only one not wearing a suit. So Chidi's like, all right, well, you're the person who doesn't belong. You're the reason why this is happening. She says, and I think this isn't, this is a very interesting point of she's like, well, I think I was overall a medium person. Like, was I good? No. Was I awful? No. Was
Yeah.
I was just a medium person. Can I go to the medium place?
Like
Like,
Cincinnati, or
yeah, he's like, I think everyone who's a medium person should just go to Cincinnati because that's a medium place for medium people, which
good
is such
to
a funny thing to say. And so,
or Tempe, Arizona, for
yeah,
that matter.
Eleanor wants Chidi to teach her how to be good and to earn her place in the good place. And meanwhile, Michael is calling an emergency neighborhood meeting, and Chidi has to make a decision really fast.
And he says, I've got a stomachache.
Yeah, and then that's how the episode ends.
So, what were your best parts of this episode?
I love the twist that she's an awful person and she doesn't belong there. Because I feel like if they didn't have that, the whole show would be absolutely boring.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's the whole conceit, and I really do love that conceit of like,
Yeah.
and I love the idea that she's going to try to be a better person. And it's not just about her being an awful person in a great place, it's about her trying to fit in with good people. And
Yeah.
to be a better herself, and it shows that people can change. Well, we'll see that as the time as time goes
Yeah,
on.
speaking about spoilers.
Oh,
I
come on, that was hardly a spoiler. You're going with the big spoiler.
am not.
You were for a minute.
Not.
Either way, but she, I hate Eleanor, but the way that but I have to hate Eleanor. That's the whole
You're
point of
supposed to
her
start with
character.
it, yeah.
And it's kind of like with, not with Fleabag exactly, but I feel like with a lot of characters in Fleabag, you're just meant to hate them at first and to get used to certain things. It's similar technique that people, the people of Fleabag tried to do. I feel like this is more of a moral show that's like trying to like teach the audience like what it means to be a better person. It's a lot less messy. And I think that The Good Place in general is just trying to tell its audience, hey, this is not exactly, there's no roadmap to being a perfect person. No one's perfect. Just try your best. And I think that's a good message to have. Chidi, I love Chidi. He's awesome. I think that he's a fun character who's like literally the moral compass, but he's also like petrified by choice. And I feel like I connect a lot with Chidi in that way. I'm very indecisive, and when a like decision is before me and it's a very hard decision, I'm just like, I don't know. Even if it's as simple as what do you want for dinner, I'm like, I don't know. It's like, I can only imagine how this felt for him. And Michael, I love Michael. I love his energy. I think that he's, I just love Ted Danson in this role. I think
Ted Danson's great.
I can't describe how Michael is. It's just almost, he's like the best friend, fatherly figure kind of guy of just like, oh, I'm just here to make sure everyone's having a fun time. Or like, he's like a fun uncle.
Yeah.
Like, okay. I don't know how to describe him other than that, but he's a very chill, but not chill. He's a pretty uptight dude. He wants everything to go perfectly because he's the architect of the place. But he also has a lot of faith in his abilities to do that, at least right now. And so he's just like, everything's going to be great. Enjoy your frozen yogurt. What were your best parts? And Janet. Sorry, I love Janet.
Yeah, I love Janet too. I love Chidi. If I don't say it going forward in every single episode, pretty much, there might be one or two where I'm not saying, oh my God, I love Chidi. I love Chidi. I think he is what we all want to see ourselves as being, right? Like somebody who's got a moral compass, who gets like what is supposed to be happening, even though so many of us, much like him, seem paralyzed to inaction. Like, you know, I know what should be happening. It's very easy for me to say what should be happening, but do I do it?
Given the context, do I do?
Yeah, should I actually act on it in this moment? That is a very cool thing. I actually love Eleanor's dream hell with Ariana Grande.
That was
shrimp
funny.
And like things like falling from the sky.
It's not a dream. It's actually what's
happening. Well, right, but it's based on her subconscious. Right. Yeah. Like I think that's super funny. I did not put Janet. I love Janet. I didn't put Michael as a best part or a worst part, and it's probably because this is like a third or fourth rewatch for me.
Maybe it's only a second rewatch for me.
So Michael, to me, and I love Ted Danson. I think this is like one of his revival kind of roles because you really haven't seen him like out, like he had Cheers. And then I think there was one other thing and then this. And so this was like, and then he was on whatever that show was about, you know, California, whatever. With the mayor or whatever, Mr. Mayor.
The mayor, but he was also in the old folks home detective.
Oh yeah,
one on Netflix. I loved that. That was cute.
Yeah, but he has embraced the fatherly character. Like he's not the sex pot anymore, and I think that he's gotten very comfortable with where he fits in the acting universe, and he does it really, really well. And he's still funny. He's still got the timing. He's still got all the stuff. And you know, I could watch him dancing like all day long. It's great. What were your worst parts?
Tahani. If I had to choose a least favorite character right now, it's Tahani. I don't know what it is. The actress is absolutely drop dead gorgeous. Oh my God.
But she does this really.
And she does the role extremely well. It's the character for me that it's just her condescending. Oh, I love that you're, it's just the type of person I hate the most.
True.
Of just like, I have everything and you don't. And
I deserve
it. And
everything.
I deserve
There's
everything.
There's so much entitlement.
Yeah, you get that cute little tiny little cottage covered in clowns and I get a mansion with like 50,000 bedrooms. It's like, okay. yeah. I don't know how to respond to that. We get to know her more and she gets better. But she doesn't, I don't know.
Tahani's, yeah, and I don't
I have want trouble it. Liking her.
I really struggle to like her too, and I struggle to. I think it's probably mostly I struggle to empathize with her because, again, you know, that superficial, passive aggressive, "Don't I look good?" thing is uncomfortable for me. So she's the worst part for me too. Did you have other worst parts?
Eleanor being a horrible person, especially in the flashbacks. It's just, and that's going to be pretty consistent because even if Eleanor in the present is doing a little bit better or whatever, her flashbacks are just her being that kind, another kind of person who I just despise, of just like very self-centered, very selfish, not thinking about the consequences for other people. Like, especially like her being a salesperson for basically chalk to put in your body, that for old people, it's like, no, that's just awful. Yeah. And so, yeah. And obviously it takes time, and, but you have to start somewhere when you're doing a character development arc, and they are starting from an interesting place. And so we'll see how things go.
Yeah. Eleanor was the worst part for me too. I just, because, and I know that that's the conceit of the show because I've seen it. But when I first watched this, and I need to give a shout out to my friend Linda Wild O'Brien, who's the one who turned me onto the show.
Thank you, Linda.
She's fantastic. This show, when, like, I watched the first episode, I'm like, I don't know what I think about this. Am I supposed to like these people? And of course you like Chidi, but you know, there's a lot of the kinds of things I really despise in the world, especially when this first came out, because it was kind of a COVID watch too, was all the virtue signaling and all of the, you know, all of those things are part of what's addressed in the show. And I think that that is a very interesting exploration. That's part of the reason this show is like fun and great and a good watch. So that was my worst parts, were Tahani and Eleanor. So what grade did you give this episode?
I initially gave it a B+. I think it's an A-.
I gave it an A-. I think it's a really good entry to this world.
Plenty of exposition.
Right, but there's a lot of good stuff too, like things that would make you go, maybe I should watch some more and see where this is going. Because again, and as I said, Fleabag, I didn't have that reaction to it. It was like, I don't know if I want to watch this. This show is kind of like, well, let's see where this goes. And this is a fun watch. It's definitely a good first episode, in my opinion. So we've got more to come. We hope that you join us. And
cheers.